This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating preoperative evaluation on patient Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, first name Betty, B-E-T-T-I-E. The date of birth, 01-30-1952. Date of evaluation, March 15, 2022. The chief complaint preoperative for cataract evaluation, the HPI. The patient is a 70-year-old female who is known to have multiple medical problems, period. She reports that she has had 2 hospitalizations since her last visit in the office, period. She stated that she was diagnosed with myocardial infarction and was further found to have peritonitis, period. She further has right inguinal hernia, period. The records from the Alameda Health System are reviewed, period. Patient is noted to have been admitted and referred to home health services on February 23rd, 2022. Patient was referred with diagnosis of 1 end stage renal disease requiring dialysis, next number spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, next number history of CVA without residual deficits. The patient further has history of chest pain and bilateral recurrent inguinal hernia without obstruction or gangrene, period. She also has umbilical hernia without obstruction and without gangrene, period. The patient is seen as she is now scheduled for cataract surgery, period. The recent discharge diagnosis again includes 1 spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, next number anemia of chronic renal disease, next number end stage renal disease on dialysis, next number hypertensive disorder, next number chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, next number obstructive sleep apnea, next number congestive heart failure, next number history of CVA without residual deficit, next number diarrhea, next number QT prolongation, next number bilateral inguinal hernia, next number umbilical hernia without obstruction and without gangrene. The past surgical history includes 1 tubal surgery, next number shunt, per vascular, next number subtotal parathyroidectomy, May 2008, next number right knee injections, period. Her allergies, codeine results in swelling, penicillin results in swelling. Medications, Combimet Respimat, 1 ohm inhalation by mouth BID, pantoprazole, 20 milligrams, QAM, amlodipine 10 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin B complex, vit C, and folic acid, i.e. Renovite, 0.8 milligrams, one daily. Calcitriol, 0.25 microgram, one daily. Calcium carbonate, 200 milligram, i.e. 500 milligrams of calcium. Take one TID. Calvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, one BID. Folic acid, 1 milligram, 1 daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram sublingual PRN. Zofran, 4 milligrams QID. Ropinirole, R-O-P-I-N-I-R-O-L-E, 0.25 milligrams, 1 daily. Crestor, 10 milligrams, one HS, she had recently completed a course of metronidazole and Bactrim, period. The family history, mother and grandmother with blood clots, social history. The patient is married with one son. She has distant history of crack cocaine use, but none in recent years. The review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight loss. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. The blood pressure, 111/67, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, temperature 97.1, weight 119 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the exam is essentially unremarkable. Impression, end-stage renal disease. Next number, cataracts. Next number, hypertensive disorder. Next number, history of CVA. Next number, history of bilateral inguinal and umbilical hernias, period. The plan, patient is cleared for her cataract procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.